Vilunishmas Abba Murray Zichwana Livracha. Book of Simon Tafa Ayin Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Leachar Gemar Kol HaSuda, when the Suda is over, Ochi Matzah Shmura, Taka Samapa, Kazayas Kol Echad. Then you eat the Afikomen. Everyone eats a Kazayas of the Matzah that we had set aside. Why? Zecher LePesach Hanecha Asova. Zecher to the Karm Pesach was eating at the end of the meal. The Karm Pesach was eating at the end of the meal. Asova means you were mostly full, and the Pesach made you totally full. So at the end of the meal, you're mostly full, and the Afikomen makes you totally full, and that's the mitzvah of the Afikomen. If you ochenu beheseba, you have to eat it beheseba, and you don't say a bracha on the Afikomen because you already said the bracha on the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Oh, and the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now, by the way, if you forget to do haseba, there's a whole question what to do. Here, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that if you're able to, you'd go back and have another kezayis of the Afikomen. Earlier, the Mishnah Berurah wrote that you can't eat a second kezayis of the Afikomen if you forgot to do a seba, the first time. So it's a famous stira in the Mishnah Berurah. So the simplest answer is that if you're still involved in the Afikomen, you're talking about it, and you're sitting there at the table with your rest of your family, and there's no hesach hadas, then you're allowed to eat the second Afikomen, but with a seba. If you're finished and you're done, then you remember that you didn't do a seba, then it's too late, and the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't eat two afikomens if you had a hesach hadas in the middle. So the answer is, don't forget to do a seba. Somebody at the seder should be the haseba reminder. He should have written in his agada, remind everyone to do a seba before eating the afikomen. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yezahir lo'achlo kodem chatzos. You should eat the kezayis of Afikomen before Chatzos. Why? Well, since the Afikomen is zeichet, the Karban Pesach, and some Tanoim hold, and it's a machlokes Halei Paskin. There's a long bear halacha here. That since some hold you have to eat the Karban Pesach by Chatzos, then ideally we should eat the Afikomen by Chatzos, which is zeichet to the Karban Pesach. Oh, then the Ramah adds on, Ideally, you should finish the halo by chatzos. Why? Because you also drink the fourth cup of wine then. And some Rishonim say that all the mitzvahs halayla, halo, and the fourth cup should all be done by chatzos. They're all linked up to the Karban Pesach. All the mitzvahs halayla should be finished by chatzos. So ideally, that should be by chatzos as well. A lot of Sfarim bring down that nowadays, the minig is not to be makbid for what the Ramah says, and many are makbid for the Afikomen by Chatzos, but they're not makbid to finish the halel by Chatzos. I remember my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita. People talk about, oh, my Seder lasts until 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and Rav Shechter says, my kids would say, we finished by Chatzos. Well, they kept to the Ramah as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is the Afikomen, but the first matzah at the Seder certainly must be eaten by Chatzos. That's the mitzvah deraisa, and that's the vaday mitzvah deraisa. And if it's past Chatzos, it's a suffix whether you yotze the mitzvah or not. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you don't make it to the first matzah by Chatzos, then you should eat the matzah and you shouldn't say the bracha of Al-Chilas Matzah. Wow. Because it's a suffix whether you yotze the mitzvah now. So certainly, one should be very careful to get to the first matzah, the beginning of the Suda, by Chatzos. Now, about the Afikomen, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that l'chachil ati two kezesim, one zecher to the Karban Pesach, and one zecher to the Karban, to the matzah eaten with the Karban Pesach. See, this is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Is the Afikomen zecher to the Karban Pesach itself? Or some say the Afikomen is zecher to the matzah that was eaten together with the Karban Pesach. So as a chumra, we two kezesim, one a zecher to each one. Now, we discussed this earlier. Some say the Afikomen, you yotze the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. And therefore, for the Afikomen, you eat a shear that's for the more machmir shear, the deraisa shear for matzah. which some say is 7 by 4 inches, and Rav Dovid Feinstein says 7 by 6 inches. And the poskim point out that if you eat that much matzah, that's the equivalent of 2 kizesim of a derabanan shear. And since this is only a minhag, a chumrah, to eat 2 kizesim, so having 1 big shear is enough also for this minhag of eating 2 kizesim of a smaller shear. So therefore, if when it comes to the afikomen, one eats the amount equivalent to a shear deraisa for matzah, either 7 by 4, that's guidelines and Rav Shimon Eider, or 7 by 6 for Rav David, and then you're also yotzei this l'chadchilu chumra of the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Aleph as well. Oh. The Ramah writes at the end of the siman, Inevar afikomen yochal kezayis echad b'matzah shmu acheres. If you lose the afikomen, you can eat a different matzah. If you happen not to find, this happens sometimes, a child stole the afikomen and he hid it, he couldn't find it. No one could find it. It got lost. So you eat a different kezayis of matzah for the afikomen, and that works as well. Now the Shulchan Aruch discusses a case that's really not so common, Sif Beis. If somebody forgot to eat the afikomen, and now they wash ma'am achronim, they're about to bench, so you eat the afikomen without saying hamotzi, because you're still considered connected to the meal, and then that would be enough. What if you benched already? So if you didn't say the bracha on the wine yet after the benching, so you would wash your hands again, say hamotzi, and eat the afikomen, and then bench again, say the bracha say the bracha b'rei piagefen. If you already said the bracha b'rei piagefen, the Shulchan Aruch says don't eat another afikomen. Why? Because you're going to have to bench again with another cup of wine, and you're not allowed to add more cups of wine at this seder. You can't have a cup of wine between the third and the fourth cup. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays we wouldn't do this. Nowadays we would eat another afikomen. Why? Because nowadays we don't bench on a kos normally. So if you already benched and you drank the kos, you could then wash, make hamotzi, eat the afikomen, and then bench again, and you wouldn't have to use a kos after for that, and you wouldn't be adding on to the cups of wine at the seder. Now, so in this case, if a person doesn't eat the afikomen again, so what happens in the midst of the afikomen? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you can rely on a kezayis of matzah. If you ate matzah shmura during the meal, at some point during the meal, so you're already a little bit full, because you had the first kezayis, you ate some of the food. If you ate a kezayis of matzah during the meal, that can count, b'di'eved, as your quote-unquote afikomen. You're normally not supposed to eat after the afikomen, but b'di'eved, if you did, you can still be yotzei the afikomen. So b'di'eved, if somebody didn't eat the afikomen and already benched, etc., then they can rely on a kezayis of matzah they ate during the meal. As we said before, the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays, even after you benched and made a bracha on the third cup of wine, if you remembered then you forgot the afikomen, you would wash, make hamotzi, eat the afikomen, and then bench again, which you're allowed to do since you're not going to use a cup of wine for the second benching. Okay.